from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42. That included a senior intelligence officer. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. That city has been under full government control for nearly 3 years. Meantime, a top Syrian envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva has called on all parties to condemn this latest attack in the city of Homs. Bashar al-Jafri, head of the Syrian government delegation to the talks, said he had asked the UN Special Envoy, Staffan de Mistura, to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. Syria's main opposition camp said it has condemned the act of terrorism, and Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the opposition High Negotiations Committee, said we condemn all terrorist operations committed by terrorist groups, and what happened in Homs is a terrorist operation. Then my remarks are clear, he said. Syrian government launched an intense airstrike campaign against parts of rural Homs, the city's only neighborhood still under opposition control. Iraqi military officials are saying U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge for the Islamic State in Iraq. This is VOA News. Malaysian officials are declaring the country's international airport a safe zone today after a sweep of the airport terminal where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. Abdul Samad bin Mat is a police official.
So this operation is conducted to ensure that KLIA2 is free from contamination of any hazardous material. The screening process was carried out at areas and location related to this case.
The sweep was to check for possible traces of the nerve agent that was suspected to have been used in the attack. Kim Jong-nam was murdered on February the 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by VX nerve agent classified by the UN as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have also been detained. Police are looking for several others possibly linked to the murder. Pakistan has disclosed that it is engaged in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns. Both sides could formalize a deal later this week. Here in the U.S., the Democratic Party has selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chairman. Perez won over Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting by the Democratic National Committee members who were meeting in Atlanta. Outgoing DNC Chair Donna Brazile made the announcement.
The results are 235 for Mr. Perez and 200 for Mr. Ellison.
He immediately asked that Ellison be appointed his deputy, and delegates approved on a voice vote. Perez said Democrats must work to communicate their message of inclusion to all voters and to move forward from last year's election losses. U.S. President Donald Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly address this weekend, pledging to return jobs to the United States. The president pledged to continue the works of African-American heroes like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr., and pledged to make jobs, bring back a lot of jobs for African-American communities.
They shook up the world for the better because they inspired our nation to march towards justice and freedom for all. Today and every day, I pledge to continue that march so that every American, no matter his background, no matter her background, has the chance to climb that great ladder of success.
Trump makes his first address to the U.S. Congress on Tuesday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.